Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time for Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you need some extra cash, maybe for an upcoming vacation or gifts or whatever, Pioneer Valley Credit Union offering a personal living loan. For details, visit pvcu.org. And for details on celebrities, here's Dina with the dirt.
All right, I got you covered. Selena Gomez's relationship with Justin Bieber, not exactly a healthy one, which we kind of suspected, but now she's opening up about it. And during an interview, Selena was asked if her split with Justin was one of the harder parts of her life. And she said it was dangerous to stay in victim mentality. But she said she did feel victim to certain abuse. And when she was asked if she experienced emotional abuse, she admitted yes. And I think that's something that, you know, I try to find a way to understand now as an adult, and I had to understand the choices I was making. So it sounds like she's come out of it. She's come out stronger. I know she and Justin are on good terms now.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, you know, glad to see she came out of it okay. But speaking of Justin.
Yes.
His fans are not happy with him, but it has nothing to do with Selena. Seems Justin's been growing a mustache, which his fans have named Justache.
No.
And they want him to shave it off.
Go goatee.
Or just shave. Clean shaven.
I saw it. Shave it. That's all I'm going to say. Shave it. Kobe Bryant flew by helicopter frequently so he could avoid the Los Angeles traffic. And he actually told Alex Rodriguez a while back that, you know, he had to figure out a way he could still train and focus, but not compromise family time. And that could get him where he needed to go in 15 minutes. But according to a source, Kobe had a deal with his wife, Vanessa, that they would never fly on a helicopter together.
And sadly, this
is the reason why he never wanted them to fly on a helicopter together. They had four girls together. And, you know, so that they would never, ever be left without a parent. He had this rule in place, which was a good thing for Vanessa. And his daughter Gianna, who had passed away with him, he had big plans for Gigi. You know, they were close. Her name's Gianna. They called her Gigi. They were very close. He called her Mambacita. And he had filed for a trademark just in December on the nickname Mambacita. He was going to use that for athletic apparel and so much more. In the meantime, there's still an investigation going on as to what caused the helicopter to go down. But they're saying it still appears to be a weather-caused accident.
Yeah, so tragic.
Yeah. Disney ready to crank out some more live action versions of their animated classics because, well, again, they discovered that this was a
money-making
hit.
Easy cash.
Disney's not out to make money.
So they've gone back into the vault and looks like they're going to be working on live action Pinocchio and maybe Bambi. They're talking like more of a photo reel, like the Lion King remake.
Oh.
They call it photo reel.
Gotcha. I was going to say the nose growing.
Yeah.
In real life would be tough.
I can't. Well, no, they'll figure it out. Don't worry with Pinocchio. They'll figure that out. But I'm a little bit worried about Bambi because the animated was hard on me. I don't think
seeing
I can do it.
Seeing it almost real.
I can do it.
Well, you know somebody always gets it at the beginning.
But it's the mom.
But still seeing it.
That's true. Louis Capaldi's hit song, Someone You Loved, as Kellogg always describes him, sounds like he's, what do you say?
He's in pain.
He's in pain.
Well, emotional
Another
pain.
Another day, please.
But he's very passionate. I love that song,
yes,
actually.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
Well, he was nominated for Song of the Year at the Grammys on Sunday, but apparently his face is not as recognizable as his voice because he was mistaken as a seat filler during the ceremony.
Asked to leave or something?
Well,
for a
woman
celebrity?
Came up and offered to take the seat because she thought he was one of the people who just fills the chairs when someone gets up to use the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And then he looked like he was having a good time because he did end up posting a picture of himself in the bathroom. We don't know, though, if he got his seat back.
Or
if he came back from the bathroom.
Or if he was allowed to use the good bathrooms.
Oh, yeah. Don't you
the
know
celebrity
who I am?
Bathrooms.
And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Time for Dina's Dirt at the 40. Let's find out what's going on with some of your favorite celebrities. And it's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can get a personal living loan. For all the details, visit pvcu.org. All right. So what's going on, Dina?
All right. Kobe Bryant was one of the names being tossed around for Hall of Fame honors this year, but now it's been decided he will have the honor bestowed upon him posthumously, according to TMZ. Final list of players to be inducted here at the 2020 class for the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame has yet to be revealed. He was announced as a nominee in December, but he will be honored for sure, according to the chairman, Jerry Colangelo. He said he has to meet to go through the candidates, but whatever the result is, he was going to be a first ballot guy. Kobe was up there with Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett. Those names were expected to be definitely inducted this year.
Can you imagine? Everybody that's anybody in basketball will be here for that.
That'll be August 29th, the ceremony here in Springfield. So yeah.
It's going to be amazing to see, right, being right next door.
And also being honored is his daughter, the University of Connecticut women's basketball team, honoring his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna, who did pass away with him in the helicopter crash. So at their game last night, a seat was reserved for her. She had her sights set on becoming a UConn player herself, according to TMZ. And they created a special Huskies jersey with Gianna's number 2 on the front, laid it with some flowers, and posted a picture writing, "Mambacita is forever a Husky."
Oh, wow. That's so touching
that they did that. Next week, The Bachelor will air not one, but 2 new episodes, according to ABC. I know.
In a row?
Very exciting.
In a row. No, not actually in a row, but the same week. In addition to the episode on Monday from 8 to 11, The Bachelor will have another episode on Wednesday from 8 to 10.
Those are long episodes.
They are really long episodes, but nobody's complaining.
So that's they're like movies.
Yeah, I know, right?
Bachelor the movie.
Yeah.
But in more Bachelor Nation news, you know, we keep telling you about all these spinoffs they want to do. The latest is that they're searching for seniors age 65 and older to be part of a new dating show. So can't get enough of this Bachelor Nation stuff.
Nice.
Joe Giudice seems to be getting over Teresa Giudice pretty well, since the Real Housewives of New Jersey star was spotted partying with some women in bikinis in Mexico. And there was a video posted, too. He was not in a bikini, no.
Oh, I'm just saying, was he partying with some bikini girls?
He was.
Getting over
her. Partying with some bikini-clad women in Mexico. And there was a video that was posted on TMZ where, you know, he then apologized for being portrayed this way, and mostly because he knew his girls would probably see this video, and he didn't want his daughters to see that. And when someone pointed out, hey, you know, you are still technically married, he said, yes, I'm very faithful and going to wait. It's worth noting Teresa liked the photo anyway, the post. So she's okay with the party. No, she doesn't care.
Move on.
Like, oh, have fun. Cool.
And Madonna, she'd canceled yet another date of her Madame X tour.
What is going on? I'm really concerned about her.
It's her health. She keeps saying she's deeply sorry, but I don't think the fans care if she's like shallowly sorry or deeply sorry. They're just upset that she keeps canceling these shows. And again, right up almost until the show's about to start. So this is the 9th show Madonna has canceled. And from what we hear, it's because of a bad knee. And her next show scheduled for tonight. Can she not just sit on a stool?
Yeah, I mean, if it's a bad knee, you can still perform. Right?
Something's not right here.
You think it's more
maybe
than that?
Anxiety or something else is going on? Because it seems like right before the show, she cancels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Unless she's really sick and she says, okay, maybe I can make the show, and then she just doesn't.
Yeah, but why say it's a bad knee when it's something like you could still, I mean, I know you can't dance, which is part of the show, so maybe that's it. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe we're giving him back half the ticket money because dancing's a lot of the show.
Yeah, I don't know.
But anyway, I hope she's okay.
We do, and we'll keep you posted if tonight's show or tomorrow night's show goes on as planned.
All right.
And that's your Dirt at 7:40. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you need some extra cash for, I don't know, vacation or something else, they've got personal living loans now available. And for all the details, you can visit pvcu.org. All right, so Hollywood details. What's up?
All right, well, there are a lot of people on social media who believe Britney Spears is being controlled by her father and her conservatorship.
Which she has been for a long time.
Which we've heard. It looks like Cher may actually be one of them. She responded on Twitter to an article about the hashtag Free Britney movement. She seems to be on their side. She shared, possible, just enough meds to keep her working, but not enough to have a life.
Oh, so she's on dad's side.
No. It says that's what she believes they're doing to her. It's just giving her the right amount of meds to keep her working.
That her dad's controlling every aspect of her
life. Right, but just keeping her super medicated so she can't, like, live any sort of life without being suppressed.
To be the puppeteer.
It's hard to know what's going on with this because, you know, they've been saying that Free Britney thing for a long time now.
They have. But you know what, though? I check in on her videos and I see the things that she does, and I do feel that way. I do feel when I watch her videos when she tries to share a little piece of herself with people, I feel like there's something missing from her. Maybe something in her spirit or something's not right.
It's almost like a scene from a movie. Like, here's that little plastic cup with your pills in it.
Yes.
And you have to take it every day. Yes. So it'd be creepy if that's really happening.
I'm hoping she's okay.
I do, too. You know, she deserves some happiness with her family. Well, people are remembering Kobe Bryant for his kindness, and now stories are coming about how far his kindness extended. Just even this past December, Kobe was spotted helping victims of a car crash in Newport Beach, California, according to TMZ Sports. He even helped direct traffic before police came. And what's just really odd is, similarly, he did the same thing only a year before that, also in the Newport Beach area. A guy was involved in a car crash, and he wrote on Twitter that Kobe witnessed someone crash into me at 65 miles an hour. He ran to my car. He helped. Most of all, he was kind, and a week later, he saw me and my family at Starbucks, told my wife how lucky I was to be alive, and from that time on, whenever we'd see him at the Newport Coast, he'd be kind to us. A fist bump to my son, a high five to my daughter, and a word of wisdom to me.
And regular people are probably like, oh, somebody else will handle it, you know, in emergencies.
Yeah.
So somebody else will get to it. You would think a celebrity would be just like the same, but he's
not.
Not
Kobe. He was on it. Chris Angel's son, Johnny Christopher, back home following his latest round of chemo. As Chris explained, Johnny Christopher did over 6 liters of chemo in 36 hours. That is a lot for a little guy. He's only five and a half.
Knock you out,
Yeah, but he said to his dad, I don't want to be here. I want to go home. Ooh. And so Chris said they prayed for a miracle, and it happened. A couple days early, he did get to go home and sleep in his own bed. And as we all know, kids just love being in their own beds.
And with chemo, I know people can sleep for like 2 days straight.
Yeah. It
takes a toll. Yeah.
So we're thinking about them. Well, as Meghan and Harry lose their his and her Royal Highness titles.
Yeah.
Do they have to give the towels back, I wonder?
Maybe.
Wait,
monogrammed
ones? They have towels?
Prince William has actually been given a new title by Queen Elizabeth II.
Oh, is he gets to steal the title of his
brother? Not that one, no, but he's been appointed to Lord High Commissioner to the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland, according to the palace. And that's a big deal because usually the person with the title is of Scottish descent. But, you know, members of the royal family have served before, so big deal. And he's going to continue out to carry his duties as Duke of Cambridge as well. So I guess we know who Grandma's favorite is.
Or he gave her an ultimatum, too. I will move out and drop my titles unless I get a new title.
Another
it's almost
title.
Like negotiating a contract.
Yeah. My business card isn't big enough yet.
When you're one of the only grandkids still in the good graces, go for it, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Your business card is 4x6.
Yep.
That's your dirt at 840. Get all the reports and the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.